I think, you know, Hillary's got a staff of people who are planning stuff in the media, and they've got all sorts of people who work in the media, their friends.
Blue Nation Review? You seen that one?
No, but no.
It's a wholly owned subsidiary of the Clinton campaign, okay. And they pop up articles, and they get picked up on Facebook, where the damaging headline is all somebody sees. Nobody actually reads it or knows where it's from.
And the other side of the coin is Bernie has a handful of people, but they don't have context of their planting stories against Hillary in the news media. You never see that. That's not their operation.
Well, there are for a few independent Bernie bros who have offended people with extreme attacks on Hillary, but it's not part of the Sanders campaign.
That's right, and that's a tempest in a teapot, too. That's fully blown, a red herring. But what's interesting is take the Wisconsin primary, which John and I know a lot about, and I canvassed for 10 days in Wisconsin, so I had a lot of experience on the ground there, in addition to just following it closely. The Wisconsin primary has traditionally been the single most important primary in American history in the Democratic side, maybe Republican, certainly Democratic, for the simple reason that it's always the first week in April, and by then, invariably, you're down to two people, and it's the two finalists. And no Democrat has been elected president since Harry Truman, who hasn't won the Wisconsin primary. In fact, no Democrat's even gotten the nomination since 1960, since JFK, who hasn't won the Wisconsin primary.